I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Casualties are on the rise in Gaza as Israel continues to retaliate for the dozens of Hamas-fired missiles that broke a ceasefire more than 10 days ago. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Hamas voted December 23rd to institute Sharia or Islamic law in Gaza. Doyle says that means radical Islam will rule. Despite the turmoil, Christians are having an impact.
We're seeing believers there reach out to help feed, whether it's believers or Muslims or nominal Christians, whatever, and they're helping out in the midst of it.
Doyle's asking Christians to pray that believers will be spared so they can use this opportunity to share Christ. Next, Orphan Outreach expanded its ministries in Russia, Guatemala, India, and Christian education in the year 2008. It recently began a partnership with a ministry called Redeeming India, said Tiffany Taylor, Director of Marketing and Development.
We are helping with the ministry literally on the front lines of saving baby girls from infanticide, where families believe that these baby girls are cursed and ask the midwives to kill the baby girls. And we just signed a partnership to be helping this orphanage there. We are going to be building a Christian school there, helping them with long-term planning.
And faith comes by hearing recently released 8 audio drama New Testament recordings. These recorded languages represent more than 222 million people on 5 continents. About 70% of the world's population is part of an oral culture and live in poverty. That means access to God's word can be out of their reach. Faith comes by hearing starts Bible listening groups in order to begin their evangelization. Their goal is to record audio Bibles in 2,000 languages by 2016. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.